And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Catch Damon this Friday in Florida at the Miramar Culture Center with comedians JJ, Coco Brown, Steve Brown, and Doodoo Brown.
Doodoo Brown.
Doodoo Brown.
Doodoo Brown.
Very funny man, but that's a sick name. It really is.
What you want to name
Coming
yourself.
Coming to the stage, Doodoo. Give it up for Doodoo Brown.
Chief correspondent Damon Williams reports Seriously Ignorant News. Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a person with breath that makes you say, you don't smell that?
Wow.
You are so right.
You got at least smell, you got a taste of the something, seriously.
You on the other end of that, you didn't pick that up?
Seriously. Check this out, man. An undercover police officer in Maryland was driving in his unmarked car, so he got approached from behind by a Crown Victoria with flashing blue and red lights while he was driving on the highway. So to comply, he pulls over to the right, believing he was being stopped by the car that was approaching him from behind. So the driver of the Crown Victoria does not pull him over. Instead, he speeds past. So I guess he was going too slow for him, so he flashes lights to get him out the way. Well, this didn't sit well with the undercover police officer, so he turned on his flashing lights and pulled the Crown Victoria over, which was being driven by 51-year-old John Angelini, who is not a police officer. Yep. John had put his own red and blue flashing lights and multiple antennas to try to make his car look like an unmarked police car, which you cannot do. It is against the law. So now he is arrested and facing charges for impersonating a police officer, and he's in jail hoping nobody else pulls up behind him. Seriously. As serious as people who are sleep deprived by Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of us out here, trust me. I've been watching Luke too, bro.
Man,
Netflix
Cage
is the devil. That countdown, man, you got 10 seconds to make a life decision. All right, check this out. A 19-year-old Seattle man caught a case, and literally he caught a case. He was outside a major ballpark with a corporate name, which I won't mention because that corporation dropped their sponsorship of the Nuggets Denver Broncos player Brandon Marshall when he took a knee, so they get no shine from me. Seriously. But I digress. The 19-year-old man, he had stopped to pet a dog. He went along his way with his briefcase. He had a briefcase. He petted the dog, walked away, left his briefcase. So the dog owner, being conscientious, turned his briefcase into the police officer that was directing traffic outside this ballpark. Well, the 19-year-old man discovers he left his briefcase, which had his ID in it, went back to ask the police officer, did anybody turn in a briefcase? To which the officer said they sure did, and he arrested this guy immediately. Because when the police officer received the briefcase, he looked inside it and found out it contained 27 bags of cocaine, 150 grams of coke, some pills, some marijuana, a scale, a cell phone, and the man's ID. So rule number one, don't get high on your own supply, because that's the only way you take your dumb behind back and ask the police officer if he found your briefcase with all your cocaine in it. Seriously.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, and then if you do lose your briefcase with all your stuff in, including your ID, you got to chalk that up, player. All you would be drug dealers. Let that ride, dude. And then go report your ID stolen. Seriously.
How are you dealing report drugs you if you stop to pet a damn dog? I mean, focus.
Right. Where were you headed?
You were doing the wrong drugs. You need some ADD stuff or something, man.
Oh,
that's how these drugs. Oh, look.
People.
A puppy.
Oh, look. A dog.
Right.
Good job, Damon.
Thank you, people. D.